Zero.
My name's Jordan, and I'm doing an interview about adversity for my sixth period honors lit comp class. Today I have my dad, and I want to know if you could describe a time in your life where you overcame adversity and grew as a person.
Hi, so my name is Ronnie Moyal. I'm Jordan and Arel's Moyal dad. And Gigi, Farley, and Niles, the dogs. And today we're going to talk about adversity. And what I want to focus on is kind of my last business experience and how I could have learned more from it. So about a year ago, we started a new business. We recruited people from 5 continents. We recruited 130 employees. We put a lot of money and effort into the business, and what we neglected to count for was the making sure that everybody is aligned with the business plan, making sure that everybody were having the same intent as the founders of the business.
What were some of those intents? Because those can be very important when starting a business. You have to have employees that have the same vision as you and want the company to work. So how do they feel?
Well, some of the employees that we recruited was actually handed or recommended to us by our investors. And at the time, we were not 100%. We didn't know that they were actually working for the investors and only implanted within our company to let them know what we're doing. We took for granted a lot of the actions of those employees, and we didn't ask the right questions. And we found ourselves 12 months into the business where the actual investors bought the business from us.
So when people are placed in moments of conflict, they tend to remember everything that happened. Could you describe the emotions you had at the time, or you like figured out what was wrong with the business and like you knew that you weren't going to perform as well as you wish you could have?
Yes. So for us, everything was going really great. 8 months into the business, everything was going really great. We were able to generate $50 million worth of pipeline. We had 70 deals in the pipeline. But what we didn't know was, again, that the investors that we took in, their intent was to take the source code, the actual product that we generated, to themselves instead of letting us grow as a company. So 8 months, eight and a half months into the process, we found out that they cut funding for all our future growth, which of course put a big strain on the company, because now we had to realign the budget realign the lack of budget that we had with our goals and how to maintain the company. So that required a lot of shrinking the workforce and focusing on the personnel that can actually drive the effort. So that put a lot of stress on us, on the company, on the employees, on the investors, and so on.
What did you do to kind of like counteract that? Like, what did you try to attempt to keep it going?
So what we were trying to do is to maintain the company. The product is, in our eyes, in our customers, in our prospects, was a viable product and still is a viable product. So we had to find a quick way of replacing our investors with new investors, replacing the employees that had loyalties to the investors, identifying them, replacing them with new employees, but still keep the facade with customers, with prospects, that everything is in check, everything is on course for completion.
So what was the end result? What was like, what happened when people figured out, when you kind of just gave up?
Well, so we didn't really give up. The end result was that we had to change course. We had to reinvent ourselves. We had to get rid of the employees that were not the right employees. So we had to rethink the whole business plan to be more aligned with reality. In hindsight, if we would have put a better business plan from the get-go, if we would have selected our investors more carefully, we would have been in a better place. But we learned that, you know, if you stop and look back at what you've done and really pay attention and try to learn from your mistakes, that you can come out of any crisis, you can come out stronger.
Everyone faces a ton of adversity in their lives. You could have chose any other instance of adversity, but you didn't. Why did this event stick out to you?
Well, since it's been kind of the last adversity, it is the one that kind of remembered the most. I've been fortunate enough not to have any big adversity stories. We all been. So this is something that is close time-wise, and it hit close to home because it's the day-to-day thing that I'm doing, my job.
Do you think if you were presented with another opportunity to start a new business, you would reevaluate what you did the last time and act differently?
Yes, every day of your life is something that you need to learn from. So anything that hurts you teaches you. Anything that slows you down should teach you as well, and you should come out of any of that with better understanding on how to go forward. And as they say, it's okay to fail, it's okay to make mistakes, but it's not okay to make the same mistakes twice. And that's what we will try to avoid.
Speaking of teaching, this event was obviously extremely influential. What did it change about your personality?
I don't think it changed a lot about my personality, but it taught me how to better prepare for events of that matter, of that kind, going forward.
Do you think you're going to have to use the lessons you learned in another situation, or do you think it's just something that you have to apply to everyday life?
Trust and being able to read people is something that you can apply for every day, every life experience. And yes, it didn't have a super major effect on my life, but it did taught me that you have to take people not for their face value. You have to really know the people you trust, and you need to make sure that you know how to bounce back from a situation where the trust has been broken and how you go forward.
So although this event changed you positively, would you change your actions? Why or why not?
Sure. Nobody wants to waste time and money and fire employees if you don't have to. So yes, if I could relive the situation, I would do things differently. But again, every learning experience, or every experience you can learn from, is something that you can carry with you and use to prevent failure from happening again.
And so I guess that most people, probably as well, understandably, do not like to speak about failure. Do you think that it's sometimes necessary to speak about it? Why or why not?
Well, speaking about failure or trying to learn from failure is something important because, again, you don't want to make the same mistakes over and over again. So talking about failure, even talking you with yourself is something important. So rehashing your failures and finding a way to better do it next time is an important way of learning. Learning is something that is not always linear. You sometimes go forward and then you go backward to improve the way you attack challenges in the future.
So do you think you'd make the same, do you think you'd make the mistake if people were more open about their failures, like if they were willing to talk about them to kind of help others not make the same mistakes?
Yeah, I don't know if it's relevant to this situation. This situation was very specific. But yes, if I would have been working with my colleagues and they would say we should be worried about X, Y, and Z because it happened before, we would have put more attention to it. Maybe we were naive. Maybe none of us had experienced this kind of situation before. So yes, if we would have experienced, any of us at the management, if we would experience something like that, we would have been better prepared for a situation like that.
Thank you.